You're listening to SBS News.
3 months after the death of George Floyd sparked worldwide protests against systemic racism, police brutality in the United States is in the headlines once again. This time, it concerns 29-year-old Jacob Blake from Kenosha, Wisconsin. A video posted on social media shows the unarmed black man walking around the front of his car, followed by police with guns drawn. As he opens the driver's side door and leans inside, one officer grabs his shirt from behind and then fires into the vehicle. 7 gunshots can be heard on the video, although it's unclear if more than one officer fired. Mr. Blake's fiancée, LaQuisha Booker, says one of the officers threatened to shoot her when she tried to protect her children who were sitting in the back seat of the car.
It was 2 male officers and 1 female, and the 2 male officers instantly, like, detained them, like, you know, put your hands, but, like, no questions or none of that. And I'm just trying to simply get the kids out the car. I'm like, wait a minute, like, he didn't do nothing wrong. Like, you know, just ask some questions first before you pin this man up against the car. And not even say nothing.
Mr. Blake was airlifted to a hospital in Milwaukee, where he remains in a critical condition. Activist and founder of the Tree of Life Justice League, Eric Russell, has described the shooting as city-sanctioned attempted murder.
The police have put targets on our back. So often, black men are vilified. But what I would have you know about Jacob is that Jacob was a good Samaritan. What they will not tell you is before Jacob was gunned down, he was breaking up an altercation that he had nothing to do with.
What followed in Kenosha was a night of unrest, with protesters reportedly smashing windows, setting cars on fire, and clashing with officers in riot gear. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has called in more than 100 members of the National Guard as authorities brace for protests to continue. He's also announced a special legislative session to consider a package of bills introduced over 2 months ago, aimed at increasing accountability and transparency in policing in the state.
We must begin the long but important path towards ensuring our state and our country starts to live up to our promises of equity and justice. This package invests in community violence interruptions program and works to address the issue of inappropriate use of force by individuals in law enforcement, prohibit dangerous police practices, build upon the work of the Law Enforcement Standards Board, and strengthens accountability measures.
The Wisconsin Department of Justice is investigating the shooting. Kenosha's police union has asked the public to wait until all of the facts about the incident are known before passing judgment. Amy Hall, SBS News.